little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So what you need to get your trainees to do, not only for the CSA, but also for good consulting anyway, is to start to think about that partnership between the patient and the doctor from the decision-making point of view. Yeah, I've got all your ideas, I've got all your concerns, I've got the whole thing. Now you're giving to me, I'm going to tell you what the best management is for you, because I'm the expert here. I don't know whether any of you ever read the book by Tuckett called Meetings Between Experts, but that was an old famous book when I was a young trainer. And that was essentially about the doctor and the patient both being experts. The patient obviously being an expert in their health and the doctor being an expert, coming together, having an interaction, and both leaving different to how they started off. And that's a fascinating sort of way to think about it. And that's why we enjoy general practice, because we feel that we make a difference. And there's something about that relationship which is really important. And that's, why would it just be based on the doctor? You know, it needs to be shared. And when it comes to conflict and challenge, as it does invariably now with, I can't refer you, I can't give you that medication, I can't give you this, that and the other. You can't just say, oh, it's because the trust says that. It's not my fault. You know, you have a duty as a doctor to look after limited resources and use them as appropriately as you can. So you talk about sick notes, you talk about antibiotics for sore throats, antibiotics for anything. You talk about, you know, the amount of drugs that you give, analgesia, gabapentin, pregabalin, all those things are areas that I could easily write a case about that would involve quite a difficult conversation. Make sense? And that's why I split this a few years ago, well, 2013, into shared understanding, works in partnership to identify joint issues and roles. So the easy way to think about that is diabetic patient, right? But it might be for all sorts of other things. Develops a shared management plan that's appropriate and in line with the current best practice, taking ICPSO into account and negotiating when necessary, because this is still the most common failing statement in the CSA, that management plan is not appropriate and in line with current best practice. That's why it's in there. And then tailor safety netting. So you can see this is a doctor and patient working together collaboratively. All right, it doesn't say patient-centered. Is it?
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.